Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is Thursday, the 23rd day of June, 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live here for the next 3 hours. This broadcast is dedicated to property rights, the Second Amendment, controlling our borders. We are strongly opposed to abortion and pro-life. We are against the United Nations and UNESCO. We are against genetically engineered cross-species, trans-species food. We are against the deadly, dangerous, demonstrably dangerous vaccines. We are against the police state and the militarization of our police and the high-tech control grid that is going into place. Cities may seize homes for economic development. Court rules. This just came out this morning. The Supreme Court ruled today that local governments may seize people's homes and businesses even against their will for private economic development. Not for highways, not for reservoirs, not for city council buildings. Now, in one case in Connecticut, beautiful old homes on a lake and a river, and the developers want that land, and they're, by the way, offering the people much less than it's actually worth, and they're going to take it and bulldoze it. No one is safe. The politicians are paid off by the realtors, and they come and take your property. By the way, 4 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled in Reno, Nevada, there by the lake, that people can have their property taken by the government without just compensation. So we have them saying no just compensation, and now they're saying, hey, it isn't just for public works, you know, for a highway that's coming through, which you can argue is acceptable. No, now it is for everything. And we have a guest joining us to cover this subject in about 30 minutes. Well, exactly 30 minutes and 15 seconds. House okays ban on flag burning. So they'll pass a constitutional amendment or pass the beginning of the process for a constitutional amendment. So you can't burn the flag, which I don't like burning the flag. I love the flag. It symbolizes the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. Meanwhile, what the flag stands for is being burned. So, form over substance, yet again, as they butcher property rights even further. This is a big ruling, folks. This Connecticut case has been highly watched. Chinese oil company offers $18.5 billion for Unocol. And they're also offering money for the one of the last American makers of appliances, Maytag. Pentagon sued by its own soldier for being beaten and basically tortured. Yeah, they even beat and torture their own people there. It's so fun. It's so great. And now the United Nations is weighing in. Trying to make themselves look good by criticizing the U.S., and it'll all be more good cop, bad cop, and, oh, you must be for the U.N. if you're against torture. It's amazing. Also, U.S. poised to rule on livestock, cloned livestock, and experts are saying looks like the court is going to rule that cloned meat, cloned milk from farm animals can be put on the market. This is getting more and more out of control. Karl Rove criticizes liberals on 9/11. More on martial law. They're trying to declare martial law in Richmond, Virginia. That's out of the Associated Press. So much today. The key issues that really affect you and your family. Real talk radio. Real issues that actually affect the society. Straight ahead on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Be sure and check out InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. BigBrother.tv. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All Natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Minutes, 20 seconds into this first hour. Let's plunge straight into the news. Cities, ladies and gentlemen, these little corporations that private individuals can just set up, may seize homes for economic development, court rules for private ventures. And that means the real estate councils go and lobby to steal your property, to build whatever they want on it, including homes. Big case up in Connecticut, been watched very closely in the last 2 years. And the Supreme Court 4 years ago, in the case of land around the big lake up there in Reno, Nevada, they ruled no just compensation, that the government can take your land and not pay you. I mean, this is, there is nothing in America that is so great a cornerstone as private property. I mean, it is the absolute total bedrock. And then it's free speech, and then the right to defend yourself, the Second Amendment, and the right to not be legally searched and seized, Fourth Amendment, and not to incriminate yourself, innocent until proven guilty. These are the basic canons of a free society, and they're all being dismantled. Not piecemeal, but in giant chunks. It's like a great white, 30-foot great white shark in America's a fur seal. And they've literally bitten this country in half. Before, they were just eating around the edges. Cities may seize homes for economic development, court rules. This is out of the Associated Press. The Supreme Court ruled today that local government may seize people's homes and businesses, even against their will, for private economic development. It was a decision fraught with huge implications for the country, with many areas, particularly the rapidly growing urban and suburban areas, facing countervailing pressures of development and property ownership rights. The 5-4 ruling represented a defeat for some Connecticut residents whose homes are slated for destruction to make room for an office complex and private homes, I would add. They argue that the cities have no right to take their land except for projects with a clear public use, such as roads and schools, or to revitalize blighted areas. As a result, cities now have wide power to bulldoze residences for projects such as shopping malls, hotel complexes, in order to generate tax revenue. Let's stop right there. In Connecticut, this particular real estate council came in, because this has been covered ad nauseum on this broadcast in the last 2 years and all over the place. I mean, even people like Neil Bortz, who I normally disagree with, as he's a neocon, is spot on when it comes to land grabbing. And he's really covered this. I listen to him routinely when I'm driving around at night. They re-air him here in Austin, and he's had all the guests on. And so, you know, I know about this case. It's like a soap opera. For 2 years, I've been interviewing people and listening to folks interview. I mean, it is so horrible. These are beautiful Victorian-style homes right there on the water, and they are going to bulldoze hundreds, and they're talking about thousands, just a whole neighborhood, a 100-year-old neighborhood, tear it out, middle-class neighborhood, and build luxury homes, luxury high-rise condos, luxury office buildings. And, folks, all the real estate council's got to do is come pay off your politicians, and then the politicians will pay out the money to steal the land and then basically give it to these corporations. We saw this through the environmental guise of smart growth. I went to a smart growth conference in 1998 here in Austin and shot video of it, put it on the TV show. I'm thinking about putting it in a new documentary, you know, going back and doing a film on property rights, because it's so important. And I go to the Smart Growth Conference, and there's like 3,000 or 4,000 people there. There's the heads of major banks, I mean, big national banks. I don't mean just their vice presidents. I mean the CEOs. There's Michael Dell. There's Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club. And I'm sitting there. It was a three-day conference. I was only there for about 5 hours. And I interviewed Michael Dell in press conferences, and that got written up in the paper, how he confronted me. But I'm sitting there, and they're all literally laughing. They had a former Dallas Cowboy who's a big developer up there. I tried to talk to him. He got in my face, very aggressive. And they're up there laughing. Yes, we're going to take all the property, and then we're going to decide the use of it, and then the development will be given over to the banks, and then that'll be selectively handed out to the different real estate moguls. And they got past the SOS expansion and took about 20,000 acres, took hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars, and basically everything in southwest Austin and south of Austin was laid off limits. Totally laid off limits. And then we had read documents of what they'd done in other areas of the country. 3 or 4 years later, when people forget about it, they then take the restrictions off, and the city, for literal pennies on the dollar, sells it to select big developers. So it's crony capitalism, or it's mercantilism. It's not free market. It's managed, kind of like the oligarchs in Russia today, or what Hitler did, or what Mussolini did. They basically control the country, but then hand it off to their private interest. And here are the poor environmentalists. You know, they send out squadrons of, for as long as I've lived in Austin, 15 years. I mean, I remember so many times living in my parents' home or then in my own apartment or in my home today. Nice young lady, nice young man, 18, 20 years old. Hi. And they're sincere, best type of salesperson. Listen, they're destroying the water. They're destroying the golden cheek warbler, the salamander. Please give me $100 for Save Our Springs. Please, so we can stop development. It's so horrible, please. And I'd say, no, no. I'd watch my mother write them big fat checks, but I figured it out. And, you know, later in my own home, wouldn't give them money. And they'd get mad. They'd say, how dare you? You know, very self-righteous. And then I'd watch them go to neighbors' houses and get checks. And so it's big business. So they have all these useful idiots working for them. And now, 7 years later, man, they're building hotels. They're building five-star golf courses. They're building luxury homes. They're building all over it. But you've got to be one of the select developers. You go to the city, and you say, we'd like to buy this land from you, city. Or other people refuse to sell. They may have laid 20,000 acres off limits and bought it. There is, you know, many times that in people's land where they just say, okay, you can't build on it anything. Well, I bought it when it was zoned for full construction or for homes or for, sorry, you can't build anything. And then you can sue them and they'll go, okay, you can build on 5% of it. Well, I own a two-lot parcel. I couldn't even build a outhouse on it. I mean, you know, well, sorry. You can sell to Billy Bob, the developer, and the developer will go, sorry, it's not worth anything. I'll pay you 5 cents on the dollar for your ranch. They sell it, and 3 years later, the restrictions are off, and there are giant $500,000 apiece, million-dollar, million-and-a-half-dollar homes. This is what we're dealing with. And now they don't even need the environmental fraud to get your land. Now they'll just say, we're taking it. We're taking it. Oh, by the way, beautiful place called Reimer's Ranch where I'd go rock climbing or go camping back when I had time to do such things 10 years ago. I'd still go out to Reimer's Ranch out in the German Hill Country maybe once a year, do some fishing there on the river. It's beautiful cliffs and gnarled oak trees. Well, they convinced the old guy to sell it to the state through a private consortium. And guess what? After they got the land, oh, we're going to build houses on it. The environmental group's going to build houses on it. Oh, man, it just gets richer and richer and richer. And, of course, old Reimer didn't intend for that to happen. I read he was a little bit upset now. That guy was a really nice fellow up there, chewing his tobacco when you pull up and got his goats out front of his house. Oh, man, these people are out of control. It's just such a scam. And you know what? It won't stop these zit-faced kids from coming to your door every month on the month. Give me money, give me money. And you try to tell them it's a scam, they just drool at you. That's not true. Actually, a lot of them are waking up. But amazing. So this morning I've been working on getting some guests on, and we do have some coming up on this subject. But that's okay. Forget it if they're now saying for houses they can take your property. Because of real estate. Oh, by the way, it's the Real Estate Council in Austin. They were also there at the Smart Growth Conference. They love it. It's the Land Grabbing Conference and Control Conference. They're also behind pushing for the massive toll roads on almost every major road in Austin. And it's the same all over the state. Because they're going to control where the roads go. They're going to control. They already bought the land up 5-10 years ago when these decisions were made. It is such an unholy scam. And, of course, it's like everything else. Every realtor I talk to is against it. Every realtor I talk to knows it's driving down property values in the areas where these toll roads are going to block off populations. In studies they've done, the vast majority of realtors are against it. It's the council. It's the elitist because they're going to control it. I'm sick of it. And makes me very angry, and none of us are safe. You know, right behind my house, they are now annihilating the green belt. There are 8 bulldozers out back my house, just knocking down giant oak trees everywhere, about to build some gigantic monstrosity. And under SOS, that's not supposed to be happening. Oh no, this land won't be built on. We promise you. And right now there's bulldozers just right now crashing into oak trees. And again, I'm not one of these so-called environmentalists. Don't call me that. I'm a conservationist. I'm somebody who really does love the environment. I believe you should be able to sell your private property if you want to. And by having land holding being diversified, you will protect the land. Not by having the corporations do whatever they want. So, unbelievable. I know so many ranchers, so many people that lost their land. Is you're selling it to us. In many cases, they say there's a land use restriction. Then they get the property. Then the property value drops. Then they offer to buy it. Then they buy it for pennies on the dollar. I forgot that part of the equation. Then they take the restrictions off and sell it to their buddies. At a discount, of course. We'll be right back.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Things really are accelerating. I mean, the amount of open New World Order activity that I see in a single day is more than we would see 10 years ago in an entire six-month, maybe a year-long period. I mean, the stack of news I've got today is just massive. But continuing with this AP article about the Supreme Court ruling, 5-4 ruling, represented a defeat for homeowners. As a result, cities now have wider power to bulldoze residences for other residences, for hotels, for shopping malls, for other projects, not just highways. As a result, this is really going to hurt property rights. Local officials, not federal judges. This is from the Associated Press. Local officials, not federal judges, know best in deciding whether a development project will benefit the community, justices said. So, the local people put into office by the bankers and put into office by all these other control freaks, they know best. They'll decide. The city has carefully formulated an economic development that it believes will provide appreciable benefits to the community, including, but by no means limited to, new jobs, increased tax revenue, Justice John Paul Stevens wrote for the majority. He was joined by Justice Anthony Kennedy, David H. Souter, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Stephen G. Breyer. And, of course, seven of the nine were appointed by Republicans. This is your conservative court. At issue was the scope of the Fifth Amendment, which allows governments to take private property through eminent domain if the land is for public use. And again, 4 years ago they ruled, in a case in Nevada by Reno, by a lake, that they don't have to give just compensation for government eminent domain. So I wonder how they'll mesh these two nightmare rulings together. And this area up in Connecticut is just a beautiful area. I've seen photographs of it. Beautiful 100-year-old homes, middle class. And the people unanimously do not want it. It is a huge neighborhood along a large body of water, and it is gone. The bulldozers are a-coming. And there's a whole other area of debate where it shows that clearly they're not giving them what the homes are worth. But again, the same corrupt city is going to decide what people are going to be paid. And with this federal ruling that they don't have to pay you anything, look out, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is diametrically 180 degrees against what this country is supposed to be, how this country is supposed to operate. We got a guest coming up in a few minutes to talk about it. House OK's ban on flag burning, though. The flag symbolizes the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, America, the veterans that have fought and died for this country. The flag itself is not those rights, and I do not like people that burn the American flag. Most of them are misguided idiots. I do not appreciate it, but I'm not an emotional idiot, and I will fight for their right to burn that flag. I will fight for their right to do it because it's under the First Amendment. And when you arrest somebody for burning that flag, ladies and gentlemen, what you are in a sense doing is burning the First Amendment. You're actually burning the soul of that flag. And I hope people understand that. So here they are giving you non-existent petty rights, which actually restrict your rights. The House yesterday approved a constitutional amendment that would give Congress the power to ban desecration of the American flag, a measure rejected twice by the Senate in the past decade, but expected to get closer vote this year. By 286 to 130, House members approved the amendment after a debate over whether such a ban would run afoul of the Constitution's free speech protections. And if this then passes the Senate, it will go to the states, and they could easily try to tack other amendments on. And try to change the 22nd Amendment. A bill's introduced to do that. So Bill Clinton or George Bush or Hillary or Arnold can run for more than two consecutive terms. They've got bills in there to change the Article 2, Clause 3. So Schwarzenegger, Article 2, Clause 5, excuse me. So Schwarzenegger can run for president. Very, very serious. Very, very dangerous. And, of course, in January, the Congress voted to basically give up their authority to the executive branch, what was called the Doomsday Bill. And we have Tommy Franks and others talking about martial law after another terror attack. And in Richmond, Virginia, they're trying to declare martial law because there's been less shootings this year than last year at the six-month mark. They don't care. They're calling it an emergency. So everywhere we hear these terms, everywhere we see martial law, the term martial law being used, federalization of major cities, We'll be right back with our guest, PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.net of the websites. Check them out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
This is Wendy Malik from Just Shoot Me, here to tell you about Pets 911, a free public service changing the way we care for pets in every community nationwide. Across the country, there are thousands of healthy, adoptable pets waiting for a loving home every day. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting 1-888-PETS-911.org, you will find the location of your closest adoption facility as well as tons of other information you need to know as a responsible pet owner. So when thinking adoption, think Pets 911.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you, and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Coming up in a few minutes, Carol W. Legrasse, president of Property Rights Foundation of America. Talk about cities may seize homes for economic development, court says. Also, Chinese company about to buy Unicold for $18.5 billion. They're also on the verge of buying Maytag, another American corporation, one of our few manufacturers left. This is getting worse and worse. UN uncovers torture at Guantanamo Bay. That way, if you're against torture, you're for the UN. This is more propaganda. Meanwhile, an army soldier suing over the fact that he was beaten up while taking part in drills at the camp. So they got big problems. There is just so much news coming up today. Before we go to Carol W. Legrasse, I'm going to have one more showing of my new film, Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State. Next Monday, Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. One last showing. Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar, 8 o'clock next Monday. And these babies have always sold out before the night of the event. So I suggest you go to InfoWars.com, link through via the safe, secure shopping cart over to the Alamo Drafthouse, and get your tickets online, or if you live in Austin, Texas, they're selling them at the door right now. Pull through and get tickets for yourself and the missus, or for you and your hubby, or for you and your grandma, or for you and your children. whatever. It's a family event. A lot of people will be there, a lot of great folks, a lot of like-minded people, so I can't wait to see you there next Monday. And of course, we're having the fifth event tonight, which was sold out in the middle of last week. If you want to get a hard copy of Martial Law, the toll-free number to order it is 1-888-253-3139. It covers the latest police state developments. It covers what really happened on 9/11 and who these globalists are. 3 hours long. I also have 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, America Destroyed by Design, Matrix of Evil, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. We got discounts on some of the films as low as 25% of the regular price. You know, a $25.95 DVD is $5.95. When you buy one copy of American Dictators, the second copy is $5.95. I just want to get these out to people. Or buy one copy and make copies. It's having such a big effect. 1-888-253-3139. Before we go to our guest, I have one more comment I'm going to make, and it's going to be short and sweet. I got calls this morning. I was up at 7 o'clock trying to set guests up concerning this seizure of private property all over the country that's going on, the Supreme Court ruling. And then at about 9 o'clock, I'm in the shower, and I get a call. Hey, tune into this. I tune into a local radio station. And right as I tune in, somebody's saying, I kill people. I'll come down to Austin and I'll I'm hearing this and I'm going, my God, what in the world? And the last 10 times or so I've been death threatened, I've filed complaints with the police. One time something happened. When we got a threat against the president on this show via email, it had headers to 100 people, or like 75 people the person sent it to. Didn't matter. I thought it was a setup. I called the Secret Service. The person was arrested in Tennessee. It was all over Tennessee newspapers. So we know who you are. And when I get off the air here today, I don't have time to be doing this, but I'm going to go file a police report. And I'm going to do one over the phone in Arkansas. And, sitting there saying that if people don't do what you want, you kill people and you're going to be coming down to our front doors. Well, again, we don't put up with that. You wanted to get my attention, you got it. And people want to declare war on us, we will defend ourselves. You know, it's like when I was on Coast to Coast AM, and I was being personally attacked by one of the people. They never went anywhere that far. I didn't respond. And people say I won the debate because of that. This is about the issues, about the loss of sovereignty, the open borders, the gun control. This broadcast is number one in Freedom Radio because we focus on issues. But when you death threat or when you imply you're going to kill people, we have to respond. And it is unbelievable that people would allow this type of stuff to go on. They are extremely culpable as it stands, the long history of abuse against my person and others. But again, I don't care. I may have a beautiful case against people. I've gone after folks twice for slander, and I've won both times, but it wastes so much time and so much money. But when it gets into threats, we have to respond, and you want a response, you're going to get one. You're going to get a big, peaceful response. I hope you enjoy it. I'll be visiting with the lawyers later this afternoon, and you know when I say it, you can bet on it. So prepare yourselves. Hope you enjoy it. All right, let's go ahead and go to our guest, Carol W. LaGrasse, President, Property Rights Foundation of America. Carol, sorry you had to sit through that, but thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It's a pleasure to be on your show, and I'm so pleased that you're fighting back and not letting people try to run your life with threats.
Oh, no, they never run. I'm not afraid of the corrupt government. I'm certainly not afraid of punks.
Yeah.
Carol, I didn't come to the dance. I was dragged to it, but I will dance once I'm dancing. Now, Carol, this is a massive ruling today.
Yeah, it's the worst ruling in my lifetime. I've been following these issues in one way or another.
Yeah, first off, tell us, Carol, about Property Rights Foundation of America, because when I was researching who to have on this morning, your group has done so much to educate people. Tell us about it.
Well, thank you. I just want to talk about the decision so people understand. The Supreme Court ruled today that people's homes can be taken if the city or whatever government agency says that this is good for the economy of the area, if they can get more taxes or improve the economy. So that means that no one's house is safe because it's always something better financially that can be done with anyone's property. And there, many municipalities have been waiting to see what the Supreme Court would do, and there's no doubt that there'll be a wave of condemnations all over the country. So if you've been hearing rumors of urban redevelopment in your area, you better beware. Then I'd like to say also that the only way we'll stop this, because the Supreme Court has now clarified that whereas before, when they dealt with a blighted neighborhood, there were outhouses in the middle of the city, there was disease, there were fire traps, now they're dealing with ordinary middle-class neighborhoods just because something better can be done. So we have to rise up. We have to make the Congress understand that we don't like this idea of a public purpose. The Constitution says public use. It doesn't say public purpose, however government defines it. So we must get the Congress to overturn this decision because they did say one small thing that they said the wrong way, that they'll defer to the legislature, but we must now make them defer to the legislature on our side.
Well, absolutely. And look, Connecticut, this case in Connecticut has been watched so closely. For those that aren't aware of this particular case, why don't you fill us in, Carol?
Well, it's a case of a middle-class neighborhood in Fort Trumbull, Connecticut. A group of the people were supported by a wonderful organization in Washington, D.C., when their property was going to be condemned for redevelopment for, you know, big stores and things like that. They have beautiful waterfront property, but it's ordinary homes. It isn't wealthy homes. And they carried the case all the way to the Supreme Court. And many of the organizations, ranging from the NAACP to the Association for the Advancement of Retired People to this organization, the Property Rights Foundation of America, many of the great thinkers, you know, that believe in freedom, Richard Epstein at Chicago University School of Law, we all did friend of the court briefs to back up Suzette Kilo and those people and the Institute for Justice. And I think we proved beyond the slightest shadow of doubt that every claim in that case that went to the Supreme Court was simply legally bereft of any logic. I mean, they used a case from the 50s where, as I said, they condemned houses. They said about half of them had outhouses in the middle of Washington, D.C. This is not a blighted neighborhood. And all over the country, we have the same situation. So, yes, everyone followed this case. We had our our hearts in our throats waiting for the outcome because we knew that we had wonderful friends of the Supreme Court, but we also know we have enemies of freedom, and it was, of course, closely divided, and Justice Stevens was the swing vote, so we got a 5-4 decision against us. And there we stand.
Well, for those that don't know the particulars of the case in Connecticut, it's these old Victorian-style homes, middle class, on this body of water, and the Real Estate Council and others want to tear it down and build office parks, luxury homes,
mm-hmm.
high-rise apartments. And this is not where they're building a highway or something.
No, this isn't an ordinary public thing, a hospital, a highway, a park, a school. This is just to build better homes, better businesses, more expensive things. Nothing to do with a declaration that this neighborhood is even run down.
The elite can come in and pay off your mayor and get your property because they want to build something, that's not a free country.
Oh, no, this is absolute tyranny. This is completely against the American heritage. This is against our Constitution, a complete violation of what the decision says. We have, where is it? Without question, the court has defined the concept broadly of a public use to mean a public purpose, reflecting its long-standing policy of deference to legislative judgment. So, in other words, it's a natural interpretation of public use, they call it, as a public purpose. Well, anything could be a public purpose, you know. I mean, it might be a public purpose that they decide that they'll have a theme of blue and make everyone who has a red house tear it down because it can't be painted over. So you can define anything as a public. It has to be a public use.
Were you aware of the ruling of 4 years ago up by Reno in Nevada where the Supreme Court ruled that they could take private property without just compensation?
Well, there's a constant stream of Supreme Court rulings where they'll overcome the private use of the property and require that you just defer to the government's determination of your use. Those are regulatory takings.
So they tell you, you know, openly, you know, the taxes say your land's worth $1 million, and they go, no, it's worth $50,000, and that's what they pay you.
Yeah, and so, well, you you have a real problem fighting the
You can even have the tax receipts in these cases showing how much taxes you've been paying, how much the government says it's worth, and they'll determine it, you know, 5-10% of value.
Well, it's a very difficult situation financially. Even if you receive the value of your house, you have so many other losses, you know. There were some wonderful sociologists commenting on what the wave of condemnations in the 50s and 60s did to the black neighborhoods. Those neighborhoods, some of them were quite poverty-stricken, but they were places where the family and the community was based, where the churches were, where the musicians were. They were all destroyed. And they had a whole culture. It's gone. Now the same thing is going to hit middle-class white neighborhoods. The whole, every middle-class neighborhood is now subject to the same threat.
Yeah, they tear down the privately owned homes of people and communities and then build government housing, you name it.
They build government housing, and as you said, build high-rises, something. Anytime you see a nice piece of waterfront property, forget it. You're just going to live in insecurity unless we get this changed by the Congress. And then that's our long shot, but people have to rise up. They just can't ignore this. They can't not pay attention. They must.
Well, you know, the Supreme Court has these arrogant statements here in their ruling. I have quotes out of their filing. I have the filing itself I printed, but the ruling, but I also have these little quotes here in AP. And it says, local officials, not federal judges, know best in deciding whether a development project will benefit the community, justice is said. So now local mayors are like kings.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I'm sitting here on the little syllabus of the decision right from the Supreme Court. You're exactly right. This is a complete deference to, frankly, a lot of sleazy politicians. And now, I'm saying this, I held public office for many years, so I'm not saying all politicians are sleazy, but there's a lot of sleaziness, there's a lot of corruption. But even if there's an honorable person, well, I'll do my community some good, you know, and I'll make it more prosperous. No, no, no. We don't want that. We don't want houses condemned just to make the community more prosperous. We want only the burden of condemnation for hospitals, highways, things of a very restricted nature. So
it's unbelievable that, I mean, for those that don't know about this particular case in Connecticut, I mean, we're talking about a whole neighborhood that's established, a beautiful neighborhood, and they're just going to destroy it. I mean, to build other houses, a large portion of this will be homes.
Yeah. You're just completely right. This is perfectly, exactly accurate what you're saying. And
well, how are they, I'm getting to where I'm not stunned by government's tyranny, but this is so overt, Carol.
This is the worst decision in my lifetime, and I've been watching this sort of thing for so many years. I mean, as a civil engineer, as a person involved in public affairs, I mean, my adulthood goes back a bit of time. This is the worst decision in my lifetime. If we can't undo this, I say goodbye to freedom. No one is safe in his or her own home. We must undo this. And
well, also, have you noticed they use phony environmental groups to get land restrictions on use retroactively and then try to take property as well?
Oh, absolutely. These you don't want to get me on this whole topic of the
environmental groups. No, please, get into it. Please.
Well, I mean, you've got the land trusts working hand in glove with the government to act as land agents for government with every sleazy and sometimes genuinely, clearly illegal method to get land, and also to get land and tax deductions and things like that for each other. I mean, the Nature Conservancy with the Board of Directors getting property from the Nature Conservancy. I mean, that went through congressional hearings. It's all extremely documented. These environmental groups are pretty sleazy. I've got a man who just, John Dial in Illinois, he just wanted a court settlement against the National Wildlife Federation. They stole his children's book and published it illegally without paying him. And he just got $300,000 out of court. I mean, there's nothing they won't do.
Well, I've been to Smart Growth conferences, Carol. They don't even hide what they're up to.
No. I spoke last night to try to help a community in New York State that's not terribly far away, and after I spoke, wow, you should have heard the Smart Growth nuttos in the audience. They just completely lie. They have no basis for what they say. They basically all have, if you talk to the individuals in the local communities, they have the idea they've gotten theirs, they moved into the nice subdivision, now they don't want another subdivision, you know. Yeah, so I know. People have to wake up.
Well, Well, I think this is going to be a wake-up call.
Yeah, this decision received more interest than any other case that I've followed, and the whole issue of these thousands, literally, of communities that have started condemning nice middle-class areas in the city centers has gotten more interest in government reform and in private property rights than any other issue.
And bottom line, we're talking about incredibly valuable businesses and homes all over the country, and the real estate council comes in, pays off the council, and they just come in and try to steal the property and then not even pay the people full market value. Folks need to go to your website. It's prfamerica.org, prfamerica.org, Property Rights Foundation of America. But I would say this, Carol. 5 years ago, people wouldn't listen to me on these issues. Now, everybody I talk to is aware of what's going on, Carol.
Yeah, I had some hope that people would really make a difference because they have a tremendous interest now in the private property rights issues. But unfortunately, all of their interests, all of the remarkable treatises that were sent to the Supreme Court from this great range of groups had no influence on this swing judge, Stevens. The others, they're iffy. But we almost had...
I'll tell you what, do one more five-minute segment with us, Carol. I know you're very busy on this dark day, but stay with us. Five more minutes on the other side.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Carol LaGrasse. She's the president of Property Rights Foundation of America. Talking about this headline, cities may seize homes for economic development, court rules. That means for private developers, private operations, very, very serious. As she said, the worst ruling in her lifetime, and I would agree concerning property rights. And it's very, very serious. Details on this are at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Carol, seven of the nine members were appointed by Republicans, but we continue to see these rulings where, oh, we'll follow UN rulings. Oh, we'll take private property. Oh, we're ruling against the Second Amendment. I mean, this is not a conservative court.
Yeah, we have, you know, we have a core of, you know, Judge Scalia, you know, Judge Thomas, you know, Sandra O'Connor, you know, she came through, but we don't have, you know, Judge Souda, you know, he was appointed by, oh, God, I know he was appointed by either Reagan or Bush, I can't remember.
I think it's
Bush,
Reagan.
You know. But, I mean, it's a real disappointment what he turned out to be. And, of course, Judge Rehnquist has been on our side a lot of the time.
Well, I want to point this out. The Supreme Court has, in the past, said that black people weren't human beings. And we just ignored those rulings because we know they are human beings. So, at a certain point, the Supreme Court is not the end-all be-all, are they?
Well, they are until the Congress overturns this. The Congress can make a ruling that would overturn this ruling.
Are you going to be lobbying to Congress?
Well, our organization isn't, you know, inherently a lobbying organization, but I certainly will be contacting my congressman and advising people how to do that and calling for them to do it.
It's just like Congress.
Testify, I will testify.
Well, it's just like Congress almost passed the law so they couldn't sue gun manufacturers, but they didn't get that done in the Senate. We need something similar here saying no. You can only take property for a hospital or a highway or a school. You cannot take it for luxury apartments.
Absolutely, and it'd be very hard to do this state by state, although we have some progress in the states. For instance, in New York State, the Republicans were against eminent domain reform, and it was the Democrats, I must say, that worked for eminent domain reform in our particular state, and that was really interesting. So here I was allied with the party that's not the party of my my family's birth, you know what I'm saying? And so you never know where support and betrayal will come from. You just never know.
And well, so bottom line, the grassroots, Carol, as you know better than I, are totally against this garbage.
There's no one I know that doesn't understand this. You explain it to them. They can take your house for stores. They can take your house for apartment houses. What? You know, I mean.
And they'll not even pay you market value.
Yeah, well, it's very hard to collect when you're the subject of an eminent domain proceeding because you have to be in court. You have to pay the appraisers. You have to get the judge to hear your case and to be fair about your case. And
that costs tens of thousands of dollars, and most people don't have that in discretionary income.
Well, you have to invest in it, and it may all be lost. You may just get the same amount as before, or maybe after the expenses are taken out, it will amount to the same as before. Yeah, I mean, the federal government has rules on eminent domain to protect the people, but they're obeyed in the disregarding of them. I mean, it's all written in code books, but they never regard them when you eminent domain for ordinary things like rights of way.
What else can we do, Carol, to fight this?
Well, we, ourselves, people who have the public eye, you know, just keep harping on it, we need busloads of people. We need protests in Washington. We need people going to their members of the legislature, or if not one at a time, you know, like, you know, according to the rules of Hoyle, you know, in a polite interview, we need 40 people at a time to come to their legislator's office. We need the people from Washington State, from Vermont, from Maine, from California, to be in Washington.
I totally agree with you, and a man's home is his castle, a woman's home is her palace. If we don't have this base right, we don't have any rights. Private property is the foundation of our free country. And, Carol, I salute you for your great work. President of Property Rights Foundation of America, PRA. Let me get the actual website here for people, prfamerica.org. Thanks for coming on.
God bless you, Alex Jones.